The fact that Jesus had the power to heal was witnessed by many as he traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. We in the received mystical tradition use the Aitzi Kaim, the tree of life, which is a means of attempting to understand the nature of God. This also represents worlds or realms of creation, the lowest being the physical universe, or creation that can be seen by the naked eye or otherwise, or viewed by scientific methods. People who describe themselves as being spiritual tend to recognize that spirituality involves transcending the ego, connecting with something deeper than the usual identity markers that we apply in creating a sense of I. Those who pursue a faith-based spiritual life would describe this as being a response to something greater than themselves. For followers of a theistic religion like Christianity, this transcendence, or engagement, is with God. The Hebrew Bible states that God has planted eternity in the human heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. The heart is then a place where we might begin to find eternity. But as we have said, it is also a place for transformation, for resolving what is impure, holding us back from connecting with